It's a Sunday and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Bahar Bechukosai, Chazak, Chazak, Venit Chazek, finishing up Sefer Vayikra. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah starts off in Perichov Hey Pasuk Aleph, Vaidaber Hashem El Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor. Hashem speaks to Moshe in Har Sinai Lemor. Daber El Bnei Yisrael Va'amart Elohem Ki Savo El Haaretz. Speak to all of Klal Yisrael and speak to them when you go to the land. Says Rashi, one of the most famous Rashis in the Torah, Ma inyan shmita etzel Har Sinai. Why is shmita goes to Har Sinai? Why is it specifically talking about Har Sinai? Valo kol mitzvos nemru b'Sinai. What do you mean? All the mitzvos were set out Har Sinai. Ela ma shmita nemru klaloseh v'diktuteh b'Sinai. Just like all the details and all the general rules were set over at Har Sinai. Af kulan klaloseh v'diktuteh. Set at Har Sinai. And the obvious question one asked the Bar Yosef, Rav Yosef Salant, who actually lived in Shari Chesed, shout out to my parents, who are in Shari Chesed, he was told to, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach encouraged him to create the Sefer, a beautiful Sefer, and Rav Yosef Salant asks a couple questions. He says, first of all, why is Shemitah the model? All the Torah was said over at Har Sinai, and specifically, the Torah has to tell us, specifically Shemitah? Why specifically Shemitah? Second of all, there's a Medrash. The Medrash says, Giburei Koach va'oseh divaro. Who are the Giburei Koach? Who are the people that are strong? Says the Gemara, says the Medrash, it's the people that accept Shemitah. Imagine, for 1 year, not investing anything for one whole year. That's Giborei Koach. And then the Medrash says, Ve'oseh Divaro. And he does his words. What's this language? Ve'oseh, and he does Divaro. Seemingly, it seems like the Lashon of Na'aseh V'Nishma. Why specifically, my Indian Shemitah Leitzar at Sinai, why specifically the idea of Shemitah? Everything was told over at Har Sinai. Question two. There's a lot of laws in Parshas Bahar. A lot of the laws about Erechin, about the value of certain things, of lands going back. And then we learn about the laws of Yovel. We know Yovel is the 50th year. At the 50th year, after 7 years of seven times Shemitah, in the 50th year, all the lands go back, and all the Avadim go back, and the Torah says something amazing. Right at the end of Parshas Bahar, it says in Perech of Hey, Pasuk Nun Hey, Ki li b'nei Yisrael Avadim Avadayim, Asher hotzitzi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, Ki li b'nei Yisrael Avadim, Shtarei Kodem, my star comes first. Klal Yisrael throughout the Torah, throughout this week's Parsha, is referred to as Avodim, as slaves. But isn't slave a negative thing? Are we Avodim? But in Parsha, in Sefer Devarim, we're referred to as Bonim. Bonim LaHashem Elokeichem. What are we? Are we children? Are we slaves? What's the difference between an Eved and a slave? Question two. Question three. We get to the next week's Parsha in Bechukosai Teilechu. We know that the Orach Chaim HaKadosh has 42 pshatim on what it means in Bechukosai Teilechu. They tell an amazing, a famous story of the great Orach Chaim HaKadosh. The Orach Chaim, again, at 42 pshatim, right on this word, in Bechukosai Teilechu. And every Erev Shabbos, he would shecht. He was a butcher. He would shecht for a poor family. One time, there was a wealthy person that was walking by. And he said, "Give me that meat! Give me the meat!" And he didn't have enough meat for him. And the wealthy person said to him, he cursed him. And the Rakhayim heard this, and he felt he was cursed. He says, "I have to put myself in gullus." This is a true story. "I have to put myself in gullus because I didn't give him the meat." He put himself in gullus. He put himself in a separate shul, and the Rav gets up, and he says, "We're going to go, and we're going to go into all the pshatim of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, all 42. On Friday night, we're going to say the 14, and then on Shabbos day, we're going to say another 14, and then on Chal Shittus, we'll say the last 14. He gets up, the Rav gets up, starts saying the Or HaChaim's pshatim, and the Or HaChaim in the back says, "Nah, don't say these pshatim, they're not so good. They're like, don't waste your time saying them." The Rav says, "Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, please. Please let me say the pshatim." Shabbos day, the same thing happens. Now it's Shal Shudis. He's saying the last 14. And he's saying the last 14 pshatim. And the Rechayim, who's sitting in the back, he's sitting in Gullis now, not telling anyone who he is. He starts telling over the pshatim. And the Rechayim says, "Do not. These are not. They're not right pshatim. They're not good." The Rav says, "Take this man and throw him in the cellar." True story. And they throw him in the cellar. All of a sudden, a major storm breaks out. And a storm that seems like it's going to wipe out the whole city. The Rav doesn't know what to do. They start davening. They start doing whatever they can. They start saying Tehillim. All of a sudden, they start figuring out that it was the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. It was the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And Baruch Hashem, they took him out. The storm ended. And they were able, Baruch Hashem, the town was okay. Crazy story. Now, Rashi tells us, "In bechukosai teilechu." Rashi, the famous pshat. What does it mean? "In bechukosai teilechu." Yachol zeh kima mitzvahs. Maybe you'll think that it's talking about kima mitzvahs. But what do you mean? It says, "Ves mitzvosai vasisem osam tishmeru ma'min ekayim." Says Rashi, "Shetehe ha'melim b'torah." That a person needs to toil in the Torah. And question three, what is this Amilus B'Torah? Why is the Amilus B'Torah so important? What is the idea of the Amilus B'Torah? And furthermore, we know the great Chafetz Chaim, we all heard the Chafetz Chaim, and we say it to see him, "Anu amelim mekabel skar, v'heim amelim v'heim mekabel skar." We're Amel and get skar, and they're Amel and they don't get skar. Come on, there's so many wealthy non-Jews. There's so many people that are doing so well. Really? They're Amel and they don't get skar? What is the idea of Amelus? So let's just chazer over these questions. Question one, Ma'in in Shemitah Itzel Har Sinai. What do you mean? Everything was taught at Har Sinai. Why specifically Shemitah? What is unique about Shemitah? What's this Medrash Gibore Korach Va'ose Divaro? Why are they called Gibore Korach? Question two, what's the difference between an Eved and a Ben? And question three is, what is the idea of Amelus? What does Amelus mean? How can we bring Amelus into our lives? Comes along the Great Chafetz Chaim. And the Great Chafetz Chaim says that Amelus is the Iker. Amelus, we're in this world to serve Hashem. The key is to get out of our comfort zone. Sometimes we just we want to chill, we want to relax, we want to do what we're good at, we just want to stay. But no, the key is to get out of our comfort zone. You know, at my Shabbos table, sometimes we go around the table and each kid, you know, tells us about themselves, what song they like, what food they like. And there's one daughter of mine that she's quiet. She doesn't like talking, she's more to herself. And I remember the first time she came over to me and said, "I want to say it." And that's amazing because she got out of her comfort zone. And we're in this world to get out of our comfort zone, realizing that we're in this world to produce, we're in this world to accomplish. I had another daughter, you know, I don't have a car, so I go on the bus. So sometimes you got to go and get your Rav-Kav to the bus, and it's a little pushy. to get into the bus. You guys know. So my daughter said, I'm going. I'm taking the Rob-Com. I said, are you sure? You're ready for it? She said, yeah, I'm ready for it. And she was able to get out of her comfort zone. You know what amelus means? Amelus means that I'm going to toil. Now, what's the difference between non-Jews and Jews? What's the difference? Why do we say Anu Amelim Makabel Skar Behem Amelim Behenim Makabel Skar? You know why? Non-Jews, you know what they're all about? They're all about results. They're all about what did I come out with at the end? And again, we also want results. Of course, a person wants to be result-oriented. We want to accomplish. But it's not just about results. It's about how much do I put my heart into it? How much do I really work hard? Do I really, you know, it says all the time in this week's Parsha, it says, V'yirata melokecha. You know, the only person that knows your heart is the Ribbono Shel Im bichukosai teleichu. Im bichukosai teleichu. To fulfill amelis betorah, says Rashi. There's a difference between ksiva, something if you write. If you write something, the words are there, but there's just written words there. But then there's something called chakika. You know what chakika, the Gemara Menachos? Chakika is etched in stone. We want things to be etched in stone. We want it to be part of ourselves. We want it, this idea of amelus. Comes along Rav Yosef Salant, the Ber Yosef, and he says, do you want to know how you could do it? Giborei Korach, Giborei Korach. You listen to his words. Who are the strong people? Who are the Giborei Korach? Those are the Shomer Shvius. You know, someone that leaves his field and says, wow, I'm gonna be with the Ribbono Shel Olam. But how? It's so difficult to go a whole year. But it's amazing. You know, for 6 years, we live in a world, a capitalist world. People are working and people are trying to accomplish and trying to do what they can. That's the capitalist, six years of that. Seventh year, you leave it up. You don't do anything. You leave the whole world and you let everyone accomplish what they want. You let the land fallow. Why? Because you show the emuno. You show kochi ve'otzim yadi. The first 6 years, you show that you put your heart into it and you try the best you can. But the seventh year, you leave it. Why do you leave it? To show that it's really the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's really God. It's God that's giving us everything. And where do we get this from? Where is this from? Says the Ber Yosef, it's from the Har Sinai experience. When we came and we got the Torah, and Hashem came to us, and He came to us with such a clarity. He said, I'm going to give you the experience, the Har Sinai experience. And that's what it's about. So you know why Ma'inyin Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai? Why specifically Shmita? Because Shmita represents the idea of bitachon, of believing in Hashem, realizing that Hashem. But where? How do we get that bitachon? How do we get that? We get it from the Har Sinai experience. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos on Daf Peches that there's an idea of Zuma. Hashem took this idea of Zuma and threw off this Tuma and says, you're my chosen nation. I love you so much. You know, the Avudraham says, Nalela Seder, very interesting. When we go through all the Dayenu, it says, if he brought us through our Sinai and he didn't give us the Torah, it would have been enough. What do you mean it would have been enough? If he brought us through our Sinai and he didn't give us the Torah, that would have been enough? Says Avudraham, no! Yeah, it would have been enough. You know why it would have been enough? Because the experience, the bitachon, the Har Sinai, Hashem coming and saying, you're my chosen nation. You, I love you so much. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph, Zroim. Why is Zroim called, it's called Emunas Bitecha. Why? Because when you put in the seed, you have the Emuna. You have the Emuna. That's what it's about. You know, Zoicha, to bring my son Chaim to get his chalaka. He's been waiting so long, 3 years. Got a bracha from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Kadol Ador. Baruch Hashem, I was able to be Zoicha on Lag BaOmer to take me, my father drove me, my father's a tzaddik, he drives me all the time, took me and my wife, and he took Chaim. We got the picture, it's all about the pictures, right? It's all about the pictures, like doing the little sniff on the hair, about, again, a chalaka. I also had a chalaka when I had a haircut. I didn't cut my hair for 3 years, very curly hair. You keep the hair for 3 years, and we got the picture, went back and got a better picture with Rav Chaim Kanievsky. But the idea of Orla for three, why do you do it? Again, it's a minog, not everyone does it, but it's a minog, it's idea of Orla, this idea of freshness. And he's been waiting, he keeps on saying, my friend Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Well, you know, I don't, it's not, you know, it's the Gadol Hador. But we're waiting. And when I saw Rav Chaim, the Gadol Hador, all he wants to do is sit and steig Torah. All he wants to cleave to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let me tell a crazy story. When he was set, when they had the shidduch with Rav Eliyahu's daughter, the Rebbetzin Kanievsky, who was keeping Klal Yisrael up. I remember being zeicha that me and my wife, before we had my oldest daughter Shira, we went to Rav Chaim, and the Rebbetzin was alive, and she was just holding the hand of my daughter, of my wife, and giving her a bracha, and keeping Klal Yisrael. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky, on his first date, he went to go pick up the Rebbetzin, Rav Eliyahu's daughter. And he got so involved in his learning that the Rebbetzin came back to the house to B'nai Brak, and they said, where is Rav Chaim? And they said, oh, he must be at the bus stop. He totally got totally involved in his learning. He totally forgot that it's Friday afternoon and Shabbos is going to come whether you like it or not. Because he got so... But again, a Rav Chaim. Because a Rav Chaim, he is a person that wants this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to strive for greatness. You know, sometimes you hear Gedolim stories. They're like, oh, it's so far from me. And I hear sometimes it's difficult. But if a person looks and he sees, wow... Look, people that are nowadays living like that, how they want to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but it takes steps, and it's a process. The Or Chaim says in one of his pshatim out of the 42, that story that we told, in his sixth pshat, he says, Lo am ha'aret chasid, that it takes step by step, there are levels. It doesn't just happen overnight. If a person wants to become a Talmud Chacham, it doesn't just happen overnight, it takes steps. And we have to realize that it takes steps. We have ups, we have downs, but that's okay. Hopefully more ups and downs, but that's what life's about. What's the difference between an Eved and a Ben? What's the difference between an Eved and a Ben? An Eved does what he's supposed to do. Rashi brings down, Rashi says, Ki libnei Yisrael avadim shtarei kodem. I have a contract. My contract comes first. Because sometimes, if a person is an Eved to one thing, it's hard to be an Eved to another thing. But we say, no, we want to be an Eved. We want to be an Eved to the most important thing, and that's not a contradiction to anything we do. Right? Obviously, a person has to make a living, and he has to bring parnasa to his family, and he has to be a good father. But he has to be an Eved Hashem. So an Eved is, he does what he's supposed to do. Shtarei Kayam. There's an exclusivity that the Shemin HaTov, Rav Weinberger says, that the whole idea is the idea to show that I'm close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But what's a Ben? What's a son? A son is someone that accepts authority, but he doesn't just settle. He wants to understand. And Eved does his job. He has a job to do. He does the job, and he does what he needs to do. But a Ben goes the extra mile. A son goes, we want to be an Eved, and we want to be a Ben. We want to be an Eved to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We want to do his mitzvos. We want to learn from Shvius. Learn from the Har Sinai experience, Giburei Koach, that it's hard, right, whole year to take off, but the more a person puts the emuna, realizing that Hashem, and what is the Lashon, Oseh Devaro? Oseh Devaro is Naseh V'Nishma, right, that a person says, I'm going to do it, Naseh V'Nishma, I'm going to accept. You know, they tell a great story. Moshe Weinberger, I heard him tell the story a couple of times. He tells over a great story. Where Moshe Weinberger, the great Rav in Eish Kodesh, he said that there was a poetry contest. And they had a beautiful poetry contest. And there was one guy that got up from England and he said over the beautiful, beautiful poetry. And he got the whole crowd into it. And everyone started clapping. And everyone's like, wow, unbelievable. And then there was an old man, an old Yiddish man, that came up and he started saying his poetry and he started saying his thing. And when he started saying it, it wasn't just about everyone applauding, everyone started crying. And they were crying. And they came over to the old man and they said, what's the difference? When this English guy came and he said the poetry, people were clapping, they got into it. But when this man, he's just saying Yiddish in his broken Yiddish, everyone was crying. And he said, the difference is because I know the shepherd. Hashem Roi Lo Yechsar. When I was saying over that Tehillim in Tehillim, I know the shepherd, and we all know the shepherd. We just need to make the shepherd more part of our lives. We need to realize that we're bonim to Hashem. We're children to the Ribbono Shel, and we're also avodim to Hashem. So let's just answer the questions. Ma'in in Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. Why is Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai? Because Shemitah represents the idea that we got it at Har Sinai. Na'aseh v'nishma gibori koach. You could go a whole year and not do anything because you're realizing that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam that's setting up everything. What's the difference between a Avadim and a Ben? An Eved does what he needs to do and he realizes he has a job. But a Ben, he does what he needs to do, but he always goes the extra mile. We want to go the extra mile. And in B'kochozai Teilechu, Amelim B'toyro. We want to be Amel B'Toyro. It's up to us. We want to get out of our comfort zone. Realizing that Hashem has given us all different nisyonos, given us different things. But the more a person says, I want to accomplish, I want to do more. V'yirasem Elokecha, only Hashem knows how much I'm putting into it. How much am I really? Again, the Goyim, they work hard also, but they're more result-oriented. But we want to put our hearts into it. Everyone should have an amazing chazak, v'nit chazek, should have an amazing bahar b'chukosai, and everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.